Isolation, seclusion, paranoia. Always looking over your shoulder to see if you're being watched. And always keeping alert, waiting for your chance to finally make contact. These are the anxieties I know firsthand, because I was a cultist for the ATF.
From actual court testimony and declassified government records comes the unusual story of Joseph Mama, undercover agent for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. This is the real-life drama of Agent Mama, who for 9 fantastic years served America from deep within one of her most feared and notorious cults. I was a cultist for the ATF.
When you pose as a cultist for the ATF, you're on guard constantly, always wondering if the church leadership suspects you. You can never relax, never forget who you are and what you do. You must always stay alert so you never make a slip, never do or say anything wrong. This is all part of my 9 years as a cult member in the dreaded Church of the Subgenius.
In a moment, you will hear one of the many stories from the files of Joseph Mama, undercover agent for the ATF. And now, a story based on the real-life adventures of Joseph Mama, undercover agent for the ATF.
When you're an undercover agent for the ATF, you live the life of a spy. You trust no one, tell nobody what you're really doing, not even your own family. And hanging over you every minute is the threat of exposure, of being found out. You know what that can mean, so you stay on your guard. But still, you can't cover everything. Hello, Mama, this is Joe.
Son, how are you, son?
I'm fine, Mama. Any messages for me?
No, but there was a man who stopped by the house to see you earlier this evening.
A man? One of my...
Yes, one of them. One of those satanical...
You mean sub-genie types, don't you? Look, I have to know what he wanted.
He said something about a meeting at the station tonight. Joe, when are you going to come to your senses and break away from this horrible outfit and...
Mama.
And move back home with the rest of us?
Mama, we've been through all this before.
But those people are crazy! That man who was here, his hair was wild and dirty. He looked dangerous. I'm a Satang, or whatever his name was.
I'm a Satang. Ivan Stang. What, was that his name?
Yes, that was it. Stang.
Are you sure? Are you sure that was his name?
Yes, I'm sure. Joe, you're not in some kind of trouble, are you?
Trouble? Of course not, Mama. I gotta go now. I'll be calling you later. Bye. Ivan Stang, Mr. Big himself. I didn't know what had brought him to town, let alone to my parents' place, but it had me worried. Stang was a self-proclaimed sacred scribe of the church. He had written many of its most bizarre teachings. The idea that the subgeniuses were persecuted by some sort of conspiracy, the notion that church members were a master race destined to rule normal human beings, the mad dream that Bob Dobbs would one day rise from the dead to take over the world through revolution and murder. These were all theories from the twisted mind of Ivan Stang, church prophet, leader, and executioner all in one. I showed up at the station at 9 p.m. It was a community radio station that the church had paid off to play their brainwashing radio series. How Americans could actually listen to that crap made me sick, but I had to play the part. 3 men were waiting in the conference room. Dr. Howe and St. Jane are hypercletes I knew, but the third one was a silent stranger with long, stringy hair.
Joe, glad you could make it. We've been trying to find you all evening, man.
Hey, Hal, I'm sorry I'm late. I didn't get home until early this morning, and Mom almost forgot to relay the message. Oh, hey, Janer, how's it going?
It was going fine until yesterday afternoon.
Yesterday afternoon? What happened?
Joe, this is Reverend Stang. He flew in from Dallas last night.
Ivan Stang? The Ivan Stang? Well, of course. It's an honor to meet you, sir. I've always wanted to. I listen to your show all the time. I think you're great. You really get the word of Bob out to the masses.
You better shut up and listen carefully. Brother Stang is here on important business. Very important business.
Joe, or Brother Mama. We had a bit of a setback yesterday. You may want to take a seat at the end of the table.
What's this all about?
Brother Mama, you said something about getting home early this morning.
Yeah, so?
Are you sure you even went home?
What do you mean?
Puzzling evidence was waiting outside your home all day in a parked car. He just phoned and said you still hadn't shown up.
Hey, look, what's this all about? What difference does it matter what time I got home? And what's the idea of having puzzlers spying on me?
That's enough, brother. Just calm down. There's no reason for you to get excited about a few questions. Unless, of course, you've got something to hide.
Why all of a sudden the interrogation? Everyone knows the work I've done for the church.
Perhaps we know only part of the work you do, Mama.
Janer, I'll handle this if you don't mind. Brother Mama, since I know you're wondering, let me tell you why I'm in town. There seems to be a plumbing problem here. We've been experiencing a few leaks of information. My job is to find that leak and plug it.
I don't get it. What does this have to do with me?
I'm getting to that. But first, tell me what you know about Dobbstown.
Dobbstown Community? Why, it's a private compound the Subgenius Church finances to indoctrinate and brainwash new abductees. Since it's across the border, the government has limited jurisdiction, of course. Then again, if they knew what we did to the young women and children there, they'd close us down in a heartbeat. But we're careful. No messages get in or out.
Who knows about the stockpiling of weapons?
Just me, Brother Hal, and Janer Hypercletes. And, of course, you. We didn't want to give the government any legal grounds to cross the border. But if they had found out about the stolen army weapons, that would provide them with just such an excuse.
Exactly. Only four of us knew, and yet all four of us have unquestioned loyalty to Bob's church.
I don't get it, Stang. What are you driving at?
Just this. At 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon, Dobbstown was raided by the ATF and all our weapons confiscated. Now they're holding members who they claim want sanctuary from the church. Before you know it, civil suits will be filed, and who knows what other problems will arise as a result of this raid. All because someone got information about our stolen weapons.
I was caught off guard. I hadn't heard about the raid. I needed time to think. The three of them sat there, watching for my reaction. The heat was on. I could feel it. Of all the lousy luck, how did they find out?
We were hoping you might know, brother.
I sure wish I did. I don't see what could have possibly gone wrong.
It would almost seem as if the ATF had been tipped off about it.
Tipped off? No one knew about the weapons except the four of us. Tipped off by whom?
Tipped off by you, you dirty, rotten rat.
Now, wait a minute, Janer.
Mama, the evidence at the moment seems to bear him out.
Evidence? What evidence?
Puzzling evidence. And the process of elimination. It seems highly unlikely that Janer Hypercletes or Brother Howell would be traitors. They've been in the church for years, almost as long as I.
Well, fine, but why pick me?
You're the only other person that knew anything about the guns, and that's the excuse they used for the raid.
So I'm elected, eh? Is that it?
I'm afraid so, unless we get different information from those still under arrest. Meanwhile, you'll check in at the Bandito Hotel with puzzling evidence. He'll stay with you until we get all the information necessary to make our decision.
Stay with me? You mean guarding me. That's what you mean, isn't it?
Yeah, you could call it that. Puzzling evidence will be guarding you.
Puzzler and I checked in at the Bandito Hotel about an hour later. I was on the spot, and I knew it. But I did have one advantage. I knew Stang and the others were only guessing. They had no real proof of my connection with the Bureau. If I could manage to slip a red herring, some other fall guy, a plan began to shape. Somehow, I had to contact the ATF, and fast. I got my chance when Puzzler took one of his all-too-rare showers. I waited until he had the water running, then I eased the phone off the hook very gently and dialed the Bureau number.
Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms toll-free tip line. Agent Jackson speaking. Would you like to turn in a gun owner anonymously?
This is Agent XYZ, the Dobbstown business.
Oh, you. Sorry we couldn't warn you. They got a shipment of bazookas, so we had to move in on them. Where are you now?
A Bandito Hotel, room 417. Look, I need to make contact tonight.
Okay, where?
Downstairs in the Bandito Grill in about an hour. Puzzling evidence will be covering me. It'll have to be smooth.
Check. Bandito Grill in 1 hour. We'll get to you. Be careful now.
Hey, Puzzler, what's the three-letter word for a disease-carrying rodent that resembles a large mouse?
Hey, how should I know? Three letters resembling a large, dirty rodent. Hey, maybe it's the ATF.
Yeah, good guess. But the first letter is an R.
Oh, gee, I don't know. I hate those things. I hate puzzles.
Look, you don't really think I work for the lousy ATF, do you?
It ain't up to me, Joe. All I'm doing is making sure you stick around until they make up their minds. After that, well, I do what they tell me to.
Well, I'll find out tomorrow. How about something to eat?
You got sandwiches or something?
The grill's open downstairs. We can get something good there.
Who's buying?
I'll buy.
Well, as long as it's still in the hotel, I don't see why not.
Wait a second. 37 horizontal. Slang term for a gullible person who is easily fooled. 4, 5, 6 letters.
Forget it, Joe. I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Wait, I got it. S-U-C-K-E-R. Sucker. Okay, puzzler, let's go. The crossword puzzle was only a blind. I had folded a piece of notepaper underneath it. Along with working the puzzle, I scribbled some quick instructions to pass along to the Bureau, if they were able to make contact. It was all up to them. It was a late supper crowd, and the grill was about half full when we walked in. I took a booth in the corner and ordered some food. I looked around, trying to spot my contact. No luck. Several minutes passed. Then some blonde number with a dress so tight it looked painted on decided we were available.
Hiya, boys. Mind if a lady sits down?
Why, sure, baby. Just slide right in beside me.
Nah, you're too anxious. I'm gonna sit over here by Mr. Woman-Hater.
Where do you get the woman-hater idea?
How'd you act like it? You're unfriendly. You know, you remind me of a fella I saw in the elevator. He thought he was so cool, but all the time he was XYZ. You know, his zipper needed examining.
Oh, I see.
Hey, the music stopped. Anybody got some spare change?
Why, sure, baby. What you wanna hear?
Play some Devo. I'm crazy about Devo.
Sure thing, darling.
Okay, honey, it's Agent XYZ. Are you from...
Sally Bean, Washington office. I just got transferred here. What's up?
Plenty. They've got this goon on me until they decide whether or not I work for the Bureau. Hold still. I'm slipping a paper into your pocket.
Got it. He'll be back in a second.
Most of the instructions are on the paper. Tell them to use Agent Jackson for the frame-up. My guard will recognize him.
Jackson for the frame-up. Check.
If they stake the coffee shop from 7 o'clock on, they should intercept Janer. The meeting isn't till 8.
Right, and good luck.
Well, well, well. Joe Mama.
Janer?
Where's Puzzler? And who's this chick you're with?
She ain't with him. She's with me. What are you doing here?
I live upstairs, you blockhead.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. This is your hotel.
Where were you just now?
Feeding the jukebox. What's eating you?
Get rid of the broad.
Now, hold on. What's coming off here? Hey... I bet you're a cop, a plainclothesman.
I said beat it.
Why, sure, sure, officer. I don't know these guys. I've never seen them before in my life.
You didn't have to do that, Janer. We was just having some fun.
You were given an assignment. Now get up to your room and stay there. Both of you.
Yeah, but...
Come on, Puzzler. He's frothing at the mouth already. He probably has some date of his own to meet down here. I wonder what the poor guy looks like.
I'm gonna see you go down, Mama. You and that smart aleck mouth of yours.
Sounds to me like you've got a personal axe to grind. I always thought the church came first. I wonder if you're as dedicated as you pretend.
Why, you, I oughta...
Give my love to what's-his-face, Toodaloo. Janer was a rabid hate monger. He carried a sullen, sadistic hatred towards the entire world. Even the other cult members detested him. That's what I was counting on, because I had picked St. Janer Hypercletes as my fall guy.
And now back to the second act of our story based on the real-life adventures of Joseph Mama, undercover agent for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I was a cultist for the ATF.
Janer followed us to the elevator to make sure we returned to our room. What he did after that? Well, I can only guess. Puzzler and I turned in. I lay there for a while, thinking, as I had done many times before. This cult wasn't just operating in South America or Europe. It was here in the USA, in my own country. I had grown up and never even heard of the Church of the Subgenius until I worked for the ATF. Now it was all I heard about. Child abductions, mind control, drugs, arms shipments, revolutionary plots, the whole rotten mess. It was all here in my own backyard. Most of the world knows nothing of the Subgenius Church. Those who do think it's some kind of joke or religious satire. Well, the only ones who are laughing are the Subgeniuses themselves. While the rest of society sleeps, the Church busily goes about laying the groundwork for their bloody takeover. The so-called X-Day, where every non-cult member is eliminated in a general massacre. The only thing between the Subgenius and their sick goal was me and the ATF. It was just before daybreak when the knock came at our door.
What's that? Who's there?
You better answer it and find out.
Who could it be at this hour?
Good morning. Glad to see you're up.
Brother Stang.
Joe Mama, have a seat over there by the window. We have some talking to do. Puzzling evidence, you can go back to bed. This doesn't concern you.
Sure, whatever you say.
Let us review the facts of this matter again.
Now, this time in the morning?
There's nothing as truthful as a drowsy witness. We've proved that often enough at the Subgenius Foundation. Suppose we turn the lamp just so.
But it's in my eyes.
Exactly. Just another little technique of the Foundation. We've just lost a very important tool in our fight against the conspiracy. We seem to have a traitor in our midst. I'm sure you're eager to help assist us discover that traitor so we can carry out the word of J.R. Bob Dobbs. So lean back, Joe. Relax. Look into the light. There's nothing to worry about, is there?
The questioning went on and on. Stang was clever, very clever. He reworded phrases and used trick questions. But when he finally turned off the light and left, I felt fairly certain I hadn't given anything away. Not that I was any closer to being in the clear. That would depend on what happened outside the coffee shop between 7 and 8 in the evening.
Well, it's 7:15. I guess we got plenty of time to eat and still make the meeting by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, plenty of time. How's the crackers?
It don't matter. I'm so hungry I could eat a 3-pound steak.
Careful now, that would be normal food.
Yeah? Wait till we take over and see what we feed then.
No share and share alike, brother?
Not for those corporate yuppies. We'll be the big shots then, all us guys who've done the dirty work.
What about the redistribution of the wealth, the slack for the common man?
Ah, phooey. That's dogma for the dupes, and you know it. We'll be the guys with the limos and harems. Anyone who don't like it will be, bang, zoom, off the planet.
You know something, Puzzler? You and I think exactly alike. I kept talking to Puzzler as we ate our meal, but all the while I kept my eye out for Janer. I knew his habits. He always left early for the 8 o'clock meeting, but when 7:30 came, there was still no sign of him. I began to sweat. Finally, I spotted him leaving the hotel and crossing the street right in front of our window.
Look, there's Janer leaving for the meeting. We better get going soon ourselves.
Janer? Oh yeah, there he is. Looks like he's running to a friend.
Yeah, I've seen that guy before too. Can't remember where, but he obviously knows Janer. Well, maybe not. Looks like he's just getting a match.
That fellow's doing a lot of talking, though.
Probably another fellow that lives in the... No, wait. Now I remember. That's the guy who picked me up once on a handgun violation. He works for the ATF.
What, him? Oh, you must be mistaken, Puzzler. He's a friend of Janer's. Look, he's shaking hands with him and patting him on the back.
I ain't mistaken. His name's Jackson, and he's ATF. How come he's so friendly with Janer?
I don't know, but I'm beginning to wonder.
Why? What's to wonder about? Janer's the guy they're looking for. He's the stool pigeon.
Oh, there must be some other explanation.
That match business is just a cover-up. I bet he handed a reporter something to Jackson right then.
Oh, or took something from him.
That's it, a payoff for stooling on Dobbstown. Look, Joe, you saw it too. I ain't imagining it. You'll back me up, won't you?
All right, if you insist, I will. It was 8 o'clock when we showed up at the deserted warehouse. Stang, Hal, and Jane were already there, waiting. We went inside.
You're late, Mama. What's the matter? Afraid to face the music?
I've got nothing to hide. Like I told Stang at this morning's, discussion. Well, have you come to a verdict?
You know, Joe, our lawyer got in to talk to some of the prisoners from Dobbstown. They say they followed procedure completely. There was no way any information could have leaked out of that compound. They figure it was a tip-off from the outside.
Then we're right back from where we started. Nowhere.
Nowhere? You're the only one it could have been. What more evidence do we need?
You call me?
Stay out of this evidence.
So I get selected on nothing more than a wild guess. All the work I've done for Bob, the speeches, the publicity, the under-the-table stuff, all that doesn't mean a thing.
It's a matter of security, for the good of the cause itself. Don't you agree with that principle, brother?
Why, of course I agree with it, but,
Hold on a second. I got a question here of my own I want to ask.
You're only here on assignment. Nobody's interested in hearing your stupid little question.
I think they might if they heard it.
Yeah, we can deal with you after we've dealt with the traitor.
But I'm not the traitor, I tell you. I'm...
Janer, who was that guy you met outside the hotel a few minutes ago? The guy you were so friendly with?
I don't know, and I don't care. This is more important.
Janer's right. This is hardly the time or the place to...
The guy's name is Jackson. He works for the ATF.
The guy who wanted the match?
Yeah, the guy you talked to.
Never seen the guy before in my life.
Then why'd he shake your hand?
How should I know? I just bumped into him.
When he bumped into me, he arrested me. But when he bumps into you, he pats you on the back.
I'd like to think there's another explanation, Janer, but you gotta admit it looks a little fishy.
He commented on the weather, small talk, nothing more.
He gave you something, too. What was it?
Nothing. That's a lie. Search me if you want to.
I think that's a good suggestion under the circumstances, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, check me, because they're lying, both of them.
I only know what I saw, Janer. I didn't think twice about it until Puzzler recognized the man from ATF.
Come to think of it, it was Janer who accused Joe from the very beginning, almost like he had it in for him.
Of course he did. He was trying to cover up his own game.
This is ridiculous. Everyone knows that...
Quiet, Janer. What's this in your coat pocket? An envelope?
That's not mine. I never put it there.
No, of course you didn't. The Tooth Fairy did. Bet you know what's inside it, too.
It's money. All $100 bills. Got something going on the side, Janer?
It's a frame-up. Somebody planted it on me. We've got to get to the bottom of this and find out who's...
Silence, Janer! That's an order! We've listened to your advice enough already. Brother Mama, it seems we owe you an apology.
Not at all, Brother Stang. I'm just glad I found out the truth. I'm happy I can go on devoting my life to Bob and the Church of the Subgenius.
Thanks for the movie, Joe. I'm glad you're not sore at me for not taking your side earlier.
Not at all, Puzzler. You're only doing your duty, just as we all should.
I'll make it up to you, honest. Hey, why not let me treat you to dinner? I owe you one, and the grill's just across the street. It looks like it's still open.
No thanks, Puzzler. Think I'll grab a taxi and get back home.
Maybe next time, then. I wonder what they'll do to Janer.
Oh, excommunicate him, probably. Beat him up and run him out of town, perhaps.
I wish they'd let me do the pounding. The way he always called me Dumbo. And all the time, he was working for the ATF.
You just never know, Puzzler. You just never know.
Joe, it's a body.
Yeah, let's get out of here before the cops come. Pardon us, please. Excuse us. We gotta get through.
Joe, that was Janer.
It was Janer.
He couldn't take it. He couldn't face the disgrace of being kicked out of the church. He took his own life.
Maybe, but then again... I didn't know if Janer had tripped or jumped or whatever else out that window. I still don't know for sure. But I do know that Stang left town that same evening. As Dr. Howe put it, his work here was finished. I left Puzzler and walked along the street alone. I felt sick. Maybe Janer deserved what happened to him, but I never planned on putting him in that kind of spot. I tried to push it all out of my mind. An undercover agent can't afford feelings any more than he can afford friends or family. My one main objective was still safe. I was on the job. Still a cultist for the ATF. I walked home alone.
In a moment, Agent Mama will return with some closing comments about cults.
This is Agent Mama. Many of these stories are based on actual events that occurred during my 9 heart-stopping years as a cult member for the ATF. Although the names and places have been changed to protect the innocent, all events did take place as depicted within the continental USA. Our country, America, must be kept strong, must be kept free of the pestilence of unwanted cults. We, who love this country, must constantly be on the guard against these traitors. The Founding Fathers never envisioned the use of mind-control techniques or brain-altering drugs used by today's sinister cults. That's why we, the ATF, must assume extra-constitutional powers to eradicate these weeds from America's sacred soil. Join us each and every week as we continue our crusade.
This week's program is dedicated to real-life hero Boston City Councilman Ken Reeves, who, after hearing an anonymous phone tip, activated local police authorities and banned the subgenius cult from recruiting in his fair city. The ATF salutes Ken Reeves and other real Americans for protecting our communities. Featured in tonight's story were Joseph Mama as Agent Mama, Ivan Stang as Reverend Stang, and Janer Hypercleats as Janer. Tonight's cast also included Craig Mitchell as Puzzling Evidence, Nikki Micho as Mama's Mother, Jeff Howe as Dr. Howe, Wayne Aiken as Agent Jackson, and Willie Gordon as Agent Sally Dean. Your announcer is Gary Evans. This is the Blue Network.
If you want to take it easy and you want to take a light, then you'll get a Regal Pale and you'll always know you're right. It's the light and better.
Better get it.
Now
Calomel Brew, Regal Pale.
Never
fail. It's the better, better brew for you and you and you and you. It's the better, better.